Nikki Haley, I absolutely trust the jury in E. Jean Carroll's defamation case against Trump. By Pam Kee on January 28, 2024. Republican presidential candidate former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that she absolutely trusted the jury's $83 million verdict for E. Jean Carroll in her case against former President Donald Trump. Anchor Kristen Welker said, "Let's talk about the court cases." On Friday, a jury ordered Donald Trump to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $83 million in damages for defamation. This was a year after a different jury found him liable for sexual abuse. "You have said, and you repeat it here, maybe it's fair, maybe it's not. Let me just ask you, on the substance of the jury's ruling, should that be disqualifying to be president?" Haley said, "I think the American people decide who should be disqualifying. It's the same thing with the RNC picking the nominee. We don't need to take over anything that the American people have the right to do. I think that I've always said I think Donald Trump has the right to be on the ballot. I've always said I trust the American people. They know how to make good decisions, and so I think that they're going to see this for what it is. They see that he's completely distracted. They see that he's going on these rants about how he's the victim. And I think that's exactly what we don't need a strong leader to be. So you know, these court cases will keep happening one by one. We'll keep seeing him in a courtroom, and we'll see him come out and do a press conference, and that's not what a president should be. That's not what we want Russia to see. That's not what we want China to see, and not what we want Iran to see." Welker said, "What's unique about this case is the jury has ruled. They found him liable of sexual abuse. Do you not trust the jury in their findings, Ambassador?" Haley said, "I absolutely trust the jury. And I think that they made their decision based on the evidence. I just don't think that should take him off the ballot. I think American people will take him off the ballot." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.